What's up, everybody? It is Joshua, and this is another installment of the Final X Legends podcast. I have a billion-dollar writer right here, Miss Lean Saidi. She comes from Saudi Arabia, and she's a wonderful writer. Miss Lean, how are you today?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. So, can you tell us a little bit about what you're writing and whatnot?
Well, I'm writing a book about vampires, mainly about vampires, werewolves, element manipulators, whatever you can decide in a magic realm or a magic kingdom, you can find in my books. You won't find any cliche or any love story focus on it. I would be mostly about family, mostly about betrayal, about kingdoms, about unification of kingdoms, about different realms, about certain actions, fighting, and battles.
So you say it's got the whole vampire werewolf fiction aspect to it. What really inspired you to want to use, you know, this level of fiction?
Well, I guess it was me growing up and reading books about fiction, about fantasy, about anything that included expanding your imagination and us living in a non-fictional world where it was basically a world without magic. So why not try and live in a world with magic in books or in your imagination or in writing as well?
I understand that. Like when I was a kid, I definitely had times where I wished that I would have lived in a world where I could have superpowers or fire powers or a cool sword or something or be a hero. So I definitely understand the need to have that escapist, you know, that escapism, that escapist reality and whatnot. So I know you have a lot of fictitious, you know, stuff going on in this world and whatnot. Can you tell me a little bit like about the characters and some world building you got going on in this story?
Well, I have like four worlds in this kingdom and this actually story. There is the human realm, which is ours and has the human kingdom. There are three kingdoms in the magic kingdom, which are the werewolf, magic, and the vampire kingdom. Of course, each of them has his own king or queen and their own rulers. The vampire kingdom has four kids and each of the four kids has a trait of each of the vampire kingdom and werewolf kingdom and the magic kingdom. Thing is when betrayal happens in one of the kingdoms, which is the human kingdom, it involves and includes the werewolf kingdom, thus trying to destroy all kingdoms. So one of the kings would be a superior or would be the High King instead of the Vampire King. So basically a lot of betrayal and treason can happen and does happen, which leads to so many battles, which the kids, who are the main characters, cannot understand.
Okay, so I feel like there's a lot of high fantasy, a lot of, you know, deep world building, a lot of political fantasy and whatnot going on within the framework of this world. You know, if I were to ask you between Game of Thrones, Harry Potter, Percy Jackson and Lord of the Rings, which one of those out of the four would take it home and is king or queen?
Harry Potter, of course, like no question, no any hesitation in that.
And why Harry Potter?
Well, Harry Potter is a book that you can read as a child, you can read it as an adult, you can read as a old citizen. Like it doesn't really make a difference what your age is, where you are, how you are, what your language is, as sometimes it has like different translations, it has different categories, it shares all ages, you can enjoy it either way.
That you're absolutely right about that. You know, it definitely does. You're able to just enjoy the ride regardless of your age. You know, can you tell us, you know, what was one of your favorite, like, you know, childhood books, if I may ask? Or was it simply Harry Potter was the only one that took it home for you?
No, I started reading the Magic Treehouse sequel at first, and then I went to the Percy Jackson sequel, and then there was the Harry Potter. And actually growing up, I kept on with Harry Potter. I could read it like a thousand times and still not get bored of it, to be honest.
True. Very true. So let me ask you, how do you feel about J.K. Rowling and like some of the additions that she's made since then?
I haven't read anything that she wrote aside from the Harry Potter sequels. I wanted to read The Cursed Child or The Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them, but I didn't think that they were the same as the Harry Potter, so I just disregarded reading them, to be honest.
I have my, you know, I got my own personal reasons. I just, as a fellow writer, I don't like the idea of like just changing stuff about characters after I've already written them and established them. It'd be one, like, I have characters and stories that I've written that are in the LGBT community and whatnot, but it's not going to be like 10 years later after I put out my book. I'm like, oh yeah, this character was you know, a whole tree. You didn't even know it. He was a shadow clone of Jutsu, you know, Kage Bushin, you know, you know. You can't just be throwing out stuff like that. But, you know, so you say your book has been out for a while, right?
For about 3 months. I think I wrote my first book when, October. And the second book I started writing is like a month ago.
Okay. So have you had any reviews on it? Has there been any, you know, positive or negative feedback?
Yeah, I've had a lot, actually. I've had both positive and negative feedbacks.
Okay, so can you tell us a bit about some of your next? Tell us your positive feedback. No, we're going to go with the negative first. Bad, then good. So tell us about your negative feedback.
Well, there were, since it was my first book, there were mostly about lack of words. And like, sometimes I don't like to describe the character, what the character is feeling so much. It's like, I leave it for the reader. If I'm writing that the character has screamed, why has he screamed? Is he angry? Is he sad? Is he annoyed? It's like each reader can have his own imagination on the current situation. Some people did not like that. They preferred me telling you as like the character is angry. Okay, so you may not see him as angry. You may see him as upset. You may see him as hurt. You may see him or her as annoyed. So some people did not like that. And then there's the fact that I like using different points of views. So in this chapter, I can write about the king's point of view, the second chapter about the queen's, the son, one of the king, one of the children, one of the other characters. Some people found it very confusing at times.
That much I could definitely understand. I mean, so what have you done to bounce back from the negative responses?
Depends. As long as the negative response is still respectful, I would respond in a respectful way. I would use it to improve what I'm writing, to explain to the writers or the readers, sorry, why I'm writing in this way. Because sometimes, since I'm writing in first character point of view, I'd like each character to tell you how he's feeling or what he's feeling, what his situation was at the time. At first, people did not find it as interesting, but then again, I'm finding like 35,000 readers in the span of 2 or 3 months. Well, yeah, I explained that the book got reviewers.
So now the positive reviews, tell us a little bit about those.
A few readers have actually suggested that I put my book on Netflix. It should be filmed and become a series or a movie on Netflix. Mm. Some have said that it was like so much fun. Some have found it as, since I chose to put dragons in the story and I chose to put that they were the reason behind Northlights, they found it as very interesting, as usually people just find Northlights as a magnetic force or magnetic field. I put in that dragons throw a shadow in the second realm and it just appears in our realm. So yeah, some people found it very interesting. Some people found the imagination in it. Some people found the comedy in it. Then yeah, I got both negative and positive, but they were both the positive more than the negative thing.
That's good. Well, I definitely want to pick up a copy. Can you tell us, you know, where we can find some of your copies?
You can find them on Dreamy. You can just write The Vampire King or The Royalties, or you can just write my name, Lean S, and you just find the books.
Also, for all of you listening, I'm going to make sure to put the links to her books and whatnot in the description of this, so she's not too far away. Before we wrap this up, you know, I want to ask you two things. Has there ever been a book that made you cry?
Yeah, I think the only book that's actually made me cry was Death Cure of James Dashner. I've actually cried a lot in it, to the point that I actually stopped reading the book.
Mm-hmm. I've definitely read a book, and I can't remember the name of it for the life of me. It's about some girl and her horses and her raising horses and racing them and stuff like that. But that book made me tear up a few times. I had to throw that book away, like, god dang book making me over here get some dirt in my eye and whatnot. So what was it about that book that would make you tear up? Was it just the raw emotion in it? Was it a loving relationship in it?
No, it was the fact that he literally killed most of the characters in it, to the point, like, you live with these characters, a lot has happened with them, a lot, they've suffered a lot, struggled a lot, and then they're suddenly all dying, so it just ended up with me crying.
Oh my lord.
And stopping reading the books, like, I couldn't read the book.
You had a whole existential crisis, didn't you? You just rocking back and forth, like, Jesus, what is life? Like, what is going on?
Yeah.
So I noticed that when I said like little Kagebunshin no Jutsu earlier, you giggled. What do you know about you know, are you a fan of any anime or mangas or anything like that? Did that inspire you at all with your story writing?
Sadly, no. I am not at all a fan of manga or anime, though my brothers do like it a lot.
Blasphemy.
I find it interesting.
You might. With your little fiction here, you might want to pick up, you know, some anime. You know, there's anime out there that are not for everybody, and then there's, you know, cartoons and anime out there that I feel like are pretty universal. I mean, if you talk about Netflix, and you talk about vampires and werewolves in your story, have you seen or heard of Castlevania on Netflix?
No, I don't watch any Netflix series. I am not one to watch series, too, if I'm being very honest. I prefer more of movies. But I have seen and heard, like, most of the vampires. I've heard the Vampire Diaries in the originals, and then there's the Twilight, though I wasn't much of a fan of Twilight,
yeah,
but I was a fan of the Vampire Diaries in the originals.
Well, I think you need to take a time, like, based off of what you're, you know, wanting to do, I believe you need to expand on your creative influences. It sounds like you have a lot going, but it sounds like you've also limited yourself due to limiting yourself. You know, expand. I'm telling you right now, for somebody, I'm listening to you about your story, and you like werewolves and vampires and elementals and so on. If you go and watch Castlevania on Netflix, I guarantee you in the next year, you're going to end up writing another great book. You need to keep those creative reserves filled. And that happens by expanding into new other creative territories. You can't repeat the same creative processes and think that you're going to end up creating something new. You'll keep creating, but you'll keep creating the same things. So you need to expand and you need to grow. Okay?
True. That's very true. Thanks.
No, no problem at all. Like, the purpose of this is for us to be able to learn from one another. At this time, do you have any advice that you would like to give our listeners and whatnot?
I'd like to give them the advice of just going for it. If they find that they want to write, they want to read, they want to do something that they want to do, let them go for it. All supports from everybody. So at first, they might feel rejected, or they might feel like they're confused on what they're doing. But if they really love it and they really want to do it, then they should definitely go for it.
Perfect. Well, everyone, that is Miss Leen Saidi right here with another great gem. This has been another great installment of the Final X Legends podcast. This is a billion-dollar writer right here we have, guys. She is on her way to achieving great success. She has an amazing story to put out. Her links will be in the description. If you're a big fan of high fantasy and fantasy with strong world building and political strength and weaknesses behind it, then this is the story for you. Ms. Leen Saidi, everybody, this is her. Do you have anything that you would love to say before we close out?
Thank you very much for having me on your show, and it was very interesting and fun talking to you.
It was my honor. It will always be an honor, and we look forward to seeing you back on here in about a month or two, okay?
All right.
All right. You guys take care. Y'all have a blessed and blessed, blessed, beautiful day. I love you all. Take care. Bye.